Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Michael Sidgwick from What Culture to bring you some after news, and let's dive straight into it, dealing with the contract situation of one Sasha Banks. You may have seen earlier on today we were talking about Naomi's contract situation and speculation that she only has a few months left and is in the midst of negotiations whilst all this controversy is going on with Sasha and Naomi leaving Monday Night Raw. Well, now the brilliant Kazim Fermude was on the Ringer's Masked Man Show podcast, which is one of the best podcasts out there, Sidge. Well, that isn't ours, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And may have revealed that not only but Naomi, but also Sasha Banks have mere months left on their WWE contracts. When talking about the two performers, he mentioned that he'd heard that the contracts of both performers were both coming up and they're in negotiations to renew, and he was asked by his co-host, both of them? Kazim replied, both of them. First of all, Kaz, apologies if I butchered your surname has. There. But yeah, interesting this, and once again, I said this to Phil in the morning, it may have given these women more confidence in their actions if they are in the midst of contract negotiations and WWE can't hold over their heads. Well, if you don't play ball here, you're going to be like Pac and we're going to, you know, make you sit around and sit at home for years, potentially.
Yeah, potentially. Potentially very good news for the performers if, in fact, they do want to leave and are intent on leaving. Just before we headed into the studio as well, there was reports that Naomi and Sasha Banks haven't been spotted in the area in which SmackDown is being held tonight. So there is another wrinkle, yet another wrinkle to this ongoing story. But yet 2 months, I think, was the quote. And I think that the interjection from the co-host on that podcast is sort of key here. Because I think when he said both of them, in his mind, he was obviously thinking, well, I've heard that Naomi, who was in the Observer and all the rest of it, has been reported as her contract is up, expressed surprise that both Sasha and Naomi's contracts were up. And the response from Kazim was, yes, both. Now, this is very interesting. Like, Naomi went very viral. 2020 Royal Rumble, vastly underrated and in fact underutilized performer. You could say that about a lot of WWE's talent, to be fair. But I think it would be wrong to state that she's on Sasha Banks' level. Sasha Banks is headliner WrestleMania. Sasha Banks is one of the quarter hour demo draws in all of professional wrestling. Sasha Banks has got a fan base so supportive and ardent that it's a good job I rate the hell out of her, because I would never criticise her online at all. What I'm basically getting at is that she commands a huge, passionate following, and if she potentially takes that elsewhere, that could be a bit of a blow to WWE. We know. $1 billion corporation, cog in the wheel. It's been this case for literally over 11 years at this point, but it would still be a pretty big one if Sasha Banks was in fact to leave. And according to this report, it could actually be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a weird ongoing story.
Has Chet always been this noisy?
Yeah, it is.
You always have to sit still.
Yeah, you just have to freeze yourself, basically.
I'm an animated guy.
I know, yeah. But it's one of those things where, I don't really enjoy speculating on it.
We live for this.
No, but what I was going to say is all of us at What Culture always tend to lean towards support the performers, support the workers rather than the company.
Why?
And, you know, WWE's actions in this to try and paint them as the bad guy, from Corey Graves parroting whatever Vince McMahon was saying in his ear, and that's arguably not Corey's fault. That's, you know, kind of stuck in that position, to the press release that WWE have given out and effectively trying to pit people against each other.
Of balls.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just going to be one of those things we have to wait and see as and when things come out. Yeah, they are still at the time of recording the women's tag team champions. Like we said on the SmackDown preview earlier, this time last week they were defending those tag team titles, and then WWE have talked about making this surreal decision to have them effectively be fed to the two women's champions at the next premium live event after one of them pinned the other one. I think they're entirely justified in walking out if that is the case. But we'll keep you up to date. It hasn't when that happens. And yes, keep you up to date with this contract situation, because as you mentioned, it just adds another wrinkle to this story. Following on from another story this morning, we reported Stephanie McMahon, of course, taking that leave of absence that she announced on social media, further corroborated in the Wrestling Observer with Dave saying that that was entirely her decision. And as we reported this morning, she told a very select number of people. The majority of WWE employees found out when she tweeted this news. And following on from that, Triple H, it has been revealed in the latest Wrestling Observer Radio, is actually back working full-time in the WWE office. Dave writes, Triple H is back in the WWE office full-time now. There is no time frame for Stephanie McMahon to return, but she is returning. We also mentioned earlier that Brandon Thurston had seemed to suggest that it will be Nick Khan taking over Stephanie's role while she is taking this indefinite leave of absence. And we wholeheartedly support her with that. You know, I've said in the news this morning, Sige, that we can put our personal opinions about her to one side. I think it's completely correct that people... It should be normalised doing something like this.
Oh, yeah,
taking time out for yourself or your family or whatever it
yes,
may be.
Yes, absolutely.
Just a little word on Triple H, of course. He had that leave that started in, what, September 2021, I believe it was, after that cardiac event, which was a lot more serious than we first maybe realised. He is WWE's Executive Vice President for Global Talent Strategy and Development, obviously heavily involved in NXT. But yeah, your thoughts on Trips returning to work and Steph taking some time off?
Yeah, I don't really have many thoughts on Triple H returning to work, if I'm being absolutely perfectly honest. Might not make for good content, yeah, but that's the truth of it. Guy returns to work, and absolutely fair enough. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Triple H, and I'm only saying that because I don't want to appear like a hypocrite.
No, that's
good
fine.
For Triple H. Like, I've buried him in articles for years, but nonetheless, it was very sobering to see him make his first public appearance
yeah,
since the cardiac event, go through, you know, his sort of what he thought at the time to himself might have been a near-death experience, and that was a very sobering and sort of stark experience for me watching it, much less him going through it. So absolutely fair enough, happy for him. The Stephanie McMahon thing as well, it's very interesting in that I think a lot of people, and you know, maybe myself included, you see murmurings on Twitter and then you go to the tweet and you see it from Stephanie McMahon's mouth herself, she's going to take a leave. Oh, take a leave, is it like instantly? And I've seen memes about it all like over Twitter of our Nick Khan has just pulled off yet another Machiavellian power play en route to taking the entire throne of WWE. And if that thought did enter your mind, you're very cynical, I am too, I don't blame you. It's that ultimately this is a genuine face value situation. And if you think about it, look, I didn't like Stephanie McMahon slapping everybody in the face. I didn't like Stephanie McMahon not selling. Didn't really like the cadence of her voice. But ultimately, what goes vastly undermentioned with Stephanie McMahon is that this is the rights fee era of professional wrestling. You're probably sick of hearing the words rights fees, demos, but they are fundamentally yeah, important to the financial success of professional wrestling. And it was Stephanie McMahon who basically drove WWE towards that path, cleaned up its PR image, made it very, very sponsor friendly and family friendly. This was a major initiative that Stephanie McMahon had the idea to pinpoint and the sort of work ethic to drive, and she is an absolutely instrumental part in WWE sort of getting enough sponsor friendly ad revenue and sort of driving these huge right fees that the company gets these days. So like, if there was an award for best executive of all time, like genuinely Steph might get it.
There you go, we'll keep you posted as we hear more news on her return to wrestling, but yes, absolutely, just well deserved. And just do more things like this, normalising people taking leave to either take care of her family, as she suggested, or just take care of themselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finally, Sid, your word on AEW. There was these upfronts that I don't really understand that was happening recently with Warner Media. And I can't tell because there's been differing reports as to how drastic this thing is. You know, people saying that, Warner Media maybe weren't as hot on it as people were anticipating. What's your knowledge of what's gone on and what's your take on it all?
My knowledge and take on what's gone on is heavily inspired by Dave Meltzer and Brandon Thurston. I was just put out there. And I'm going to add my own little thing at the end so I'm not just plagiarising other people's ideas. And just to clarify what the upfronts are, a TV network ahead of the next sort of wave of programming across the year, the new seasons, as the Americans say it. Basically, the TV networks do upfronts in which advertisers are invited, allowed, encouraged, whatever, to purchase commercial time upfront. And as we know, this is what pays for professional wrestling. Without any of this, right, you wouldn't get any pro wrestling. Well, say pro wrestling, there are several more companies than WWE and AEW, but mainstream North American TV wrestling, the lifeblood is adverts, and this is where upfronts are where the adverts get sold up front. Now, there were rumours that there were going to be a big, strong push for AEW about a month, 2 months ago. There were going to be a big presence at these upfronts. They were going to be paraded all the footage and all the rest of it in front of advertisers saying, look, this is really good, it's really popular. If you purchase commercial time during these shows, your product will get a lot of eyes on it and a lot of interest in it and a lot of buys for it. This didn't really happen. There wasn't much of a presence. I think the words used by Dave Meltzer were at all, which is a little bit concerning. They did have this big banner, this is Warner Media, where it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they had one of the top shows of each night on this banner, and AEW's Red Velvet was on it. So there's something there, but ultimately the strategy seemed to have shifted where it was going to get a big push at the upfront, and then it didn't. Now, in addition to this, Warner Media executive David Zaslav, I was going to get it wrong, I was determined not to, but I was going to. He seems like a bit of a cutthroat, ambitious, super ambitious.
Hey, I like the saddest guy.
Kind of guy. Where basically Clint Eastwood, some execs at Warner had greenlit a new project by Clint Eastwood. Now, Clint Eastwood, you know who the hell he is, but as a director, he's also like famous for just doing one take. If it's good enough, right, that's in the can. He's very quick, very reliable, very prolific. And historically, he's made a lot of money for Warner. This project that he's currently doing wasn't really anticipated to make much of a return. And Zaslav was like, well, what the hell did you do that for? And they were like, oh, Clint Eastwood, one, he's quite scary too.
Yeah.
You know, he's made a lot of success for us in the past. And then the quote was, we don't owe anyone any favours. So ultimately, in parallel, there's a cost-cutting exercise going on at Warner following all the various corporate structural changes. So this is a little bit ominous in terms of AEW, because it's one thing for them to say, we've had success for like 2 years, we firmly established Dynamite enough to earn a rights fee from you and launch a third hour of programming in Rampage, which is extended to Battle of the Belts. Look what we've done in the past and what we can do in the future. Potentially, he could just say, all right, okay, well, how are you doing now and what do you care about doing in the future? We don't owe you any favours for delivering good ratings in the past. This guy's very much future focused, no loyalty to anything. If you're getting alarmed as an AEW fan, and I'm a big proponent of AEW as a critic, I think what they do is brilliant.
You wrote a book about them, didn't you?
I did. It's Becoming All Elite, and you can purchase it on Amazon. That is Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW. Yeah, if you're worried about this at all, I kind of got a little bit of the, I don't like reading this stuff. Bear in mind that another hugely prominent voice in wrestling economics, Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics, he is so under the belief that Warner is 100% behind AEW that he believes they actually already own a minority stake in the promotion.
Wow.
Therefore, they aren't really going to go anywhere, and he expects them to handily increase their rights fees when they are renegotiated, I believe, at the end of the year. I'm not a big economics guy, but if I had anything to say that's directly my own, I would say that maybe, just maybe, they didn't get a big sort of presence at the upfronts because they already sort of expect AEW to sell enough without the big push, and maybe other new projects were getting the push ahead of AEW because, you know, they already earn money and they are already sort of renowned within the TV industry as a sort of lucrative enterprise.
Fascinating stuff. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Actually, there, follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at...
Sorry for babbling. I'm not a natural at this. At M. Sidgwick.
You're far better than I am in terms of knowledge. I just do funny voices. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.